cleaning up the Fed cattle market mess. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by the Farm Credit System. America never stops growing thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. A large supply of extremely heavy cattle continues to weigh on Fed cattle prices. We asked Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist Daryl Peel what it's going to take to get it cleaned up, and we'll hear from him right after this. Livestock Marketing Specialist Daryl Peel talks about the predicament that cattle feeders are facing right now.
This is something that's been building for several months. Going back into last year, we could see signs that feedlots were putting extra weight on these cattle. They didn't have the right incentives to market these cattle, and so days on feed has been up, and the weights have been creeping up. They've been above year-ago levels all year. And none of that was really a problem for several months in that. In fact, feedlots and packers were both kind of complicit in that scheme because overall numbers were tied and overall beef production was still down. The problem is if you keep pushing that situation long enough, eventually you get to a point where these cattle individually are just too big, and they're the wrong kind of cattle, they're excessively fat, and there's too many of them at one point in time, and you got to do something about it, and that's what's happening right now.
So we're working our way through this, it sounds like?
I think we are now. Again, feedlots have had a tough year. They've had poor margins, losing money. One way to sort of limit that damage was just not market the cattle very fast and realize those losses, and they weren't anxious to go out and buy new cattle to replace them on the feeder side. So they've set up this situation, but again, you reach a point where you have to clean it up, and the market's finally beginning to send the right signals from a packer standpoint as well as from the boxed beef market that, prices overall are lower. The Y4 discounts have gone up to signal that we really do have too many of these excessively heavy cattle, and so I think the signals are there, and I think we're in the process of cleaning up that situation.
You mentioned it'll probably take another 2 to 3 weeks to kind of complete this process and get the feedlots current again.
I think it can happen that fast. It remains to be seen whether it will happen that fast. Obviously, this is a painful kind of medicine to have to take at this point in the market. As I said, feedlots have struggled with poor margins all year, and obviously this makes it worse, but it's really the only alternative. So if we maintain current slaughter rates, I think we can clean it up in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. And then if we do that, we can be in better shape to see this Fed market recover going into the fourth quarter here. But it remains to be seen for sure that we will get that done. Obviously, we don't like the pain, and so we have to wait and see whether we follow through and really get the situation cleaned up.
Oklahoma State Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist Daryl Peel, and that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.